My name's Hassan Abdi. I'm from Somali.
When the Somali War began in 1990, it was a civil war. Abdi's father was killed as the family made their way to Kenya. They left him where he lay. Another brother of Abdi's died on the way to Kenya as well, from starvation. Abdi is an ambitious young man, but has a past.
Actually, he died. They took him gun and put him on here. Then they shot him from the head. Then he made the tree fall down. But the young brother died due to nutrition factors. You know, he doesn't have, we don't have enough. There's no water. There's no food to eat. There's not. You have to walk from like 100 kilometers, you know. So it's like 100 miles. It's from here to Minneapolis. If I say from Fargo to Minneapolis, you have to use on food. Imagine how long days and months it's going to take, it, you know. So we have nothing to run.
In Kenya, Abdi says they faced many challenges. The UN provided a small amount of assistance, and they were living there for 15 years. In his lifetime, Abdi experienced many painful things. As he makes a new life in the U.S., he looks towards the future, but his memories remain.
Imagine that situation, you know. The third point is like walking, you know, because I have shoes right now, but if I show some of my bodies over there when I was working, you know, from in the region, you're going to see all of my legs start burning because of the top part of the covering even went out because of there's no shoes to wear because it shouldn't turn out. We got to stay in the middle for the night, sleep some hours, then go sleep and some go. So that makes me one of the things that make me always remember, and I almost cry when I remember them. So this story seems to be very big, but it's challenging in life which I bust. And I sometimes remember myself, I cry, but I have nothing to do with it because the situation bust. I don't face that challenge over here.
Abdi has worked at Cardinal Glass in Fargo for 6 years. The motto of Cardinal Glass is that they are engineering the future of insulating glass. Abdi works hard, with sometimes long hours, to support his family. He wants to go to school, but says he has a hard time affording it. At Cardinal Glass, he believes there's equal opportunity.
I don't feel race here. I don't feel discrimination. It's equal, with equal opportunity, with equal pay. So this diversity here, you're going to see people from immigrants from Uganda, Tanzania, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, all of the Kurdish, the Bosnian, the European over here. So this equal diversity, people have equal chance with equal pay. You know, they don't say this is from this country, this from this country, this from that country. They don't say it. All people are equal. You know, as it was said, that all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. But still, we are all equal.
Cardinal Glass plant manager Mike Arnston has 185 employees in his Fargo plant, 56% of which are immigrants. He says they use referrals for getting new employees, which might explain why there are so many from other countries.
They do bring a different story, and they add to the culture of the plant, I'd say. And I think there's a synergy with that. And so I'd say that that this culture that we have in our plant does add to our productivity and the quality of our product.
Somalia, South Sudan, Kurdish Iraq, and Bosnia are the biggest immigrant groups at Cardinal Glass, though there are 17 different countries represented. Each worker has a powerful story. Hassan had the courage to talk about his. Many others don't. This is Erica Lawrenson for Prairie Public.